This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE. Available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are looking at a topic here today and this week. We have come to the age and the time now where there is no more relevant message. You know, people say that. You see it in the bulletins of churches. Our pastor preaches relevant messages, you know, relevant messages, as if to say, you know, let's not give you too much of the Word because that's not relevant. Well, now we're living in the day and age and the time where there is no more relevant book to preach out of than the book of Revelation, and there is no more relevant message than Revelation chapter 13 that talks about the Antichrist. We're looking this week at that person here in the first 10 verses of chapter 13. I've entitled this sermon, The Great Deceiver. That's what we're looking at. Next week, we're going to look at the false prophet, the incredible power and the lying signs and wonders that this false prophet is going to do and perform right in front of the whole world. Heaven help us, this man's going to deceive billions of people by what he does. But that's next week. This week, we're looking at this mysterious Antichrist. Now, I invite you to come out to church this weekend. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to wrap up that chapter and then start in on 2 Thessalonians the following week. We're going through verse by verse out of those two books. We'd love to see you Sunday morning. We'll get more into that on Friday. But now here is part two of this message, The Great Deceiver.
Know and understand that Satan sometimes has been discovered to be on the inside of people and has influenced them. Now, two of Jesus' very own disciples had this happen to them. First place I want to take you is Matthew chapter 16, if you'd like to turn there. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Pretty good, huh? But good old Pete's on fire, isn't he? I mean, this old fisherman here. Now, Watch how quickly things can turn. Watch how quickly things can change. Now verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and, key word here, ready? Suffer. Many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from thee, Lord, that this should be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. All right, now hear me here again. Not believing that the Son of God could suffer was enough to open the door for the devil himself to influence Peter to try to trip up the Son of God. Let me say that again. Not believing that the Son of God could suffer was enough to open the door for the devil himself to influence Peter to try to trip up the Son of God. Wow. I wonder if that could ever happen to you. You see, people look at suffering the wrong way. How many times have we been through that here in this church? Philippians 1:29, to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe, but to what? Lay it on me. Suffer. Romans 8:17, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we... To you it has been granted. Romans 5:3 says we glory in tribulation. James 1:2, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces... Oswald Chambers says this. He says, beware of playing amateur providence in trying to remove somebody else's sufferings from them. Peter tried it. Look what happened to him. So let me see if I get this right. Acts 5:41, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer. Philippians 1:29, to you it's been granted. The Greek word charisma, where the word gift comes from. It's been gifted to you to suffer on account of his name. The Bible says you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ if you suffer. And now you want to come along and take away someone suffering from them? Why would you do that? How do you think people are going to stand at the end of the age? You know how? Through enduring today, September the 13th, 2015. It's through today. It's like the old story of trying to help a butterfly out of a cocoon. You come up to him, you see him struggling and struggling, trying to get out, and you say, I know, I'm going to help him out. And you get a little penknife there, and you take off some of that sticky stuff and let him come out, and he dies. Because it's the suffering that makes him live, not only be strong. Sometimes you can't interfere with someone else's suffering, and you shouldn't. But God uses that. Uses it to make people strong. What do you think gave David what he had to go up to someone 9'6" and say, you offend me, you're in my way? It's through suffering. Through persevering under trial. Through killing a lion and a bear, we read in the same chapter, 1 Samuel 16. But if he would have cut and run and cut bait and ran from the lion and bear, his knees would have knocked just like everybody else. Next up is Judas Iscariot. John chapter 13, verse 21. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read it out of my Bible translation. John 13:21. Now, when Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in his spirit and testified and said, "Most assuredly, I say unto you, one of you will betray me." Therefore, the disciples were looking at one another, perplexed about whom he was speaking. Now, there was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, motioned to him to inquire who it might be about whom he was speaking. Then, leaning back thus on Jesus' chest, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Verse 27, and after the piece of bread, then Satan entered him. Now my translation next has the word therefore. Some translations have the word then. Therefore, Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one reclining at the table knew for what purpose he said this to him. I bet. Who could see that? No one can see it except the Lord. There's two examples of Satan himself possessing someone. Likewise, this beast with seven heads and ten horns here in Revelation chapter 13. And this is how the text can say, and they worshiped the dragon and they worshiped the beast. I would add to that, unwittingly? More on that as we get to it. All right, verse 2, Revelation 13, 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat or throne and great authority. Now to understand this text, God expects you to have a working knowledge of other books in the Bible. In the book of Daniel, you'll see these animals here listed. In the book of Daniel, the lion represents Babylon. The leopard represented Greece. The bear represented Persia. But let's put a modern spin on this, okay? Perhaps we've looked at this text the wrong way. Maybe these kingdoms are current kingdoms that are going to be alive and operating at the time of the end. What do you think about that? Okay. Who is the bear then? Who is the bear today? Russia. Who is the lion? England. Who is the leopard? I encourage you, when you get home, do some research in your Google. Put in Germany and leopard. See what you come up with. Leopard here represents or could represent Germany. It's part of their history here. They're represented, I don't know, what, you know, whether it's their coat of arms or whatever.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.